movies. They even expect to live longer and healthier lives in cities because the healthcare is better there. But in reality, life in these megacities is not always as good as people hope. Jobs are often difficult to find because many of the people who move to the cities have little education and few job skills. As a result, there is a huge supply of unskilled workers to choose from, so salaries are very low. Housing can also be a problem. Many people end up in huge, crowded slums on the outskirts of these cities, and their families may become sick because even though the healthcare is better in the cities, it is also much more expensive. The growing population of megacities causes many other problems for city governments. Air pollution increases, for example, as does crime. Getting rid of garbage is extremely difficult. There is not much space available for public parks and gardens. And as these cities continue to grow, these problems will become even more difficult.
4. Let's listen. Task 1. Listen to a talk on very large cities, or megacities. Why do people move from the country to a megacity? Listen and check the reasons you hear.
In developing countries, more and more people are moving from the country to the cities in order to find work. This is because in many countries, it is often no longer possible to make a living as a farmer. The result of this movement is the development of what are sometimes called megacities. These are huge cities with populations of up to 15 million people. People who move to megacities usually believe that cities have many benefits to offer. They believe that there are more jobs available and that salaries are much higher than they are in the countryside. They think there will be a lot of new, affordable housing to choose from. And of course, these people are attracted to the exciting, glamorous image of the big city that they have seen on television and in movies.